Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 18th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. President Trump today publicly praised Apple one day after the company pledged to invest $350 billion to the U.S. economy. The president told a crowd in Pittsburgh that he personally called Tim Cook to thank him for the investment in the country and called Tim Cook, quote, a great guy. Trump added that he, quote, doesn't imagine there's ever been an investment that big in this country by a company. In App Store news, a researcher from Northeastern University says Apple has rejected his app that is designed to show users when internet service providers are violating net neutrality principles. The app includes a speed test that compares download speeds of major video services like YouTube and Netflix to download speeds outside of those apps to determine how much ISPs are throttling those services. The app would also send data collected anonymously to the developer for what he claims is a study to determine which ISPs throttle which services and by how much. Apple's reason for rejecting the app, according to the researcher, is that it doesn't offer a direct benefit to the user. And Apple says it will release an iOS update next week that addresses a bug that crashes messages on the iPhone and Mac when a specific link is sent. The bug causes messages to freeze and potentially causes devices to reboot. It's unclear yet if this means we'll see iOS 11.2.5 released officially next week or if we'll see this in 11.2.3. And finally, Tim Cook made news this week when he revealed new details about how Apple is addressing the performance throttling issue on iPhones with older batteries. I spoke with my 9to5 Mac colleague and Happy Hour co-host Benjamin Mayo, who covered the story about the news.
Following the battery gate, whatever you want to call it, at the end of December, Apple posted a public apology letter where they said they're going to issue a software update early in 2018 that will include more information about the health of a user's iPhone battery, so you could get a better idea about when the device would be throttled because the battery had degraded. And interestingly, Tim Cook, in an interview with ABC News, which was predominantly focused on their tax and investment announcements into the US, gave his take on the battery thing and actually revealed a few new details. He said that users will actually be able to turn off the battery throttling behavior if they want to. That he said Apple's not going to recommend it. And then he gave the example of if you're on an emergency phone call and you need to contact someone and your phone turns off, that's a bad user experience that they don't want to encourage, which is why the phones currently work the way they do and that they slow down the process. So they slow down the internal chips, which reduces load on the battery to provide peak voltage instantaneously. But they will actually give you the feature in iOS settings to turn it off. And that will be coming as part of a iOS update that will be in developer beta from next month, so that's February. So the early 2018 timeframe got refined down to at least next month for developers, so we'll get a first look at it then, and then it'll probably come out for customers, you know, in the March, April timeframe.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily and Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.